Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. This is Jaina, and here we go again. It's another Sunday. It seemed like we was just here yesterday. Yesterday, last week. I mean, it's coming fast. But all praises be to the Most High, the High and Holy One of Israel. We thank you guys for being a part of our call today. And, you know, it's a lot of things that I had planned on talking about, but, you know, it's so much stuff going on. You just don't know where to start. You just really don't know where to start. I'm telling you. So I hope all is well with everyone, and if you guys can hear me, please, somebody push one so that I can, you know, know that you can hear me. It's just been very interesting, very, very interesting. Not a whole lot to talk about. However, you know, we have a coronation coming up of King Charles in the United Kingdom, and I'm very curious to see, you know, how this is going to play out, and, you know, how, you know, what we're going to be allowed to see, because this is the first time that we will be allowed to see it in our lifetime, and it's just interesting. And what I'm looking for is certain things. You know, we were told that they have the throne of King David. I definitely want to see that. And we were also told they have the stone of Scott, which is supposed to be the stone that Jacob laid on when he saw the angels ascending and descending. So we have a lot of things that's supposed to be coming up this year to be able to see. So I'm just curious to see those things. You know, it's a lot of things happening in this year, a lot of changes, the changing of the guards. Don't forget that, because we're here now. You know, this is what we're doing. And it's very interesting to see. So, you know, a lot of things happening. Thank you, Brother Uriah, for pushing one. I appreciate that. You know, it's very difficult. It's difficult for me, and I'm just going to say this. You know, I've said this many times. You know, we always talk about the Israelites being in captivity, but we never talk about the royal house that's in captivity. You know, and we don't really go through that a lot. You know, we don't talk about it. I don't know whether people don't believe it or whatever it is, but we never talk about the royals that are in captivity and how, you know, we have the blood running through us, and we have to watch the kings and queens of the European nations, you know, go through their moments. You know, we see people lining up on the street, watching them walk to church and watching them drive down the street and watching them get married, you know, but because of this captivity and because of our disobedience, the people that are a part of the royal house, the real royal house of King David, is in captivity, and we are watching it from our living room. We're watching it. We're in a state of suspension, more to speak, because, you know, we have been stripped away from those things that we should have been used to, those things that we should have had, you know, and instead, you know, we are just lumped in with everybody else, and it's like, hey, get over it, you know, because we all in this captivity together. But it's a difficult thing. It is truly, truly a difficult thing to see this. But, you know, I was watching a program where they were talking about Prince Harry's children. His daughter, they're giving them titles, Princess Lilibet and Prince Archie, you know, and I tell my granddaughters and my daughters, you know, that your official title is Princess Yadia and Princess Noya, you know, and I've always given them that information and allowed them to be able to pass that down to their children and their children's children, even though nobody ever acknowledges us. Nobody ever, it's like we don't exist. It's like we never existed and we don't exist. But you're not going to be able to write us off, you know, because we're still here. And we're going to remain here. We're going to constantly be here. You know, so all praises be to the Most High, y'all. You know, it's a lot that goes along with this captivity that a lot of people don't even begin to understand how deep this thing goes. You know, what we really, really lost in being disobedient. We lost a lot. We did what we did. I mean, even though he allowed us to have our kingdom and he allowed us to have our kings, you know, and our kings had their concubines and they had their wives and all that kind of stuff, you know, and that we had a kingdom that was like no other. It wasn't a world-ruling kingdom. You know, we didn't have a world-ruling kingdom. There was other kings and pharaohs of Egypt and different kings and, you know, that were living around us. We just had a kingdom that there was peace, you know, and it just is very interesting, you know, now to see that nobody really talks about King David. Nobody really believes that it really exists. I've even had some people come up to me and be like, that stuff was real? Those people in the book was really real? They don't even believe it. I mean, I'm talking about church people. Like, that's real? Like, you know, what you in there for if you don't believe it's real? Yeah, the people in the book was real. Yes, the people in the book existed. Yes, we had a royal family. We still have one. And it took me, in reading Deuteronomy chapter 28 yesterday, to that young man, you know, to remind me that this is a real live issue that we have right now. You know, and I tell everybody, we royalty. We broke royalty, but we royalty nevertheless. You know, and it's very difficult. I'm telling you, it is extremely difficult. you know, to watch all of this stuff and be like, man, one day, you know, a long time ago, we had our own kingdom. You know, years ago, thousands of years ago, we had our own thing going on. You know, and it's a lot. But, you know, like I said, we have to hold to the faith, and we all have to do this together and move in the same direction for the common cause. You know, that we until our feet touch Zion. And we got to go back to Zion. We're on our way back to Zion, to the land of Canaan, the land that was given unto our forefathers. You know, that we may not be able to go directly into Jerusalem. And you know, you got all these folks now coming up talking about they descendants of King David and all this and that, whatever. You know? You know, but I think that the titles, if the titles are rightfully theirs, it belongs to them. If they are rightfully to wear, it is theirs to wear. You know, just like we wear ours. And it is what it is. I mean, you know, we just have to understand that. It's just very difficult at times, you know, to watch it and to be able to and to know this. You know, it's pitiful when your royalty is receiving food stamps. Woo, you have fallen. I mean, seriously, fallen. It's ugly. It's an ugly situation. But he preserved us and he saved us. And that's the main thing, you know. You know it. Oh my goodness, you know. And then you see all these wealthy. You see the wealth of the Gentiles and the wealth of the other nations and the wealth and the rubies and the diamonds and the tiaras and all of the wealth. And some of us is on the south side of Chicago. It takes a lot. It's a humbling experience. It's a humbling experience. It is. It's humbling. You know, it really is a humbling experience to be able to watch it. You know, but it brings to mind and it makes you remember what you did. He has to bring to your remembrance what you're guilty of. You know, guilty is charged. You know, whatever our ancestors did, we're guilty. We had to be in order for him to do this for him. And, you know, as long as I've been in Christianity and as long as I have read that Bible, and I have been in that Bible for 45 years, when I was in Christianity, I never understood the totality of what the children of Israel did to their God. I never understood it until now, you know, to the totality and the betrayal. And all of the things that we did to bring us to this point. He was fed up. He said, I'm done with you. I'm going to give you to them. I'm going to put you in their hands. And I'm going to let you see what it is to be without me. And man, I'm telling you, this has been an experience that I never, ever, ever want to repeat again. I never want to repeat. I don't never want to be at the mercy of another nation. Their food. We had our own food. We had our own commerce. We had our own administration, our own government. We were never supposed to be under a presidency, a democracy. We were supposed to be under a kingship. We were never. This is where we're from. You know, and everybody says, look, Aina, why are you so fascinated with the British family? It's not that I'm fascinated with them. It's just a government that we were supposed to be under. It's a lot. I mean, you know, but we have to be able to see it. We have to be, because he told us, I'm going to put you over there, which since that's where you want to be and you want to do what they do, I'm going to put you with them. I'm going to let you, it's going to come out your nostrils so you get sick of it. And I know everybody's sick and tired. Everybody be like, I am tired of this. I am really tired of this. And you know what? Let me say this. We're about to get a blessing. We're about to get a financial blessing from the Most High. But you know what? Even with that, you know, to be able to do the work that's next that's going to have to be done, you're going to think of it like, I'm still ready to go. You know, so it's a lot. It's a lot. You know, but the titles are due to whom they are due. The titles are meant for whom they are meant for. And, you know, the Most High is the one who set up the kingships in the earth. You know, and they're talking about how the people don't want the kings no more. And they don't want them no more. The Most High set all that up. and even and they're still going to be set up until his kingdom comes. He said, in the days of these kings. So this is the way it's supposed to be. It don't have nothing to do with what you feel or how you think or what you think, whether or not you feel like they are supposed to be where they are. He set all this up. This has nothing to do with you. I really don't usually deal with politics like that, but it's just a situation where people don't understand the sovereignty and the power of the Most High Yah. He wrote this story. These people in place because this is how he wanted. No, and then we have people in the land that are supposed to be Israelites or are the children of Yah, and they don't even have a kingship set up over there. I don't know what kind of government it is. I don't know. It's just very, very, very interesting, you know, to see what it is. You know, and when we watch this kind of stuff, we see just what we did, the damage that we caused. We see what the land is going through. We see all the things that are happening. We get a bird's eye view, a front row seat as to what disobedience caused. Because there's all kind of stuff going on over there. They fighting every time you turn around. They blowing each other up, or they fighting, or they doing something. It's like, wait a minute. It's a lot. You know? And that's how I look at it. This is how it affects me. You know? And it's like, wow, this is just a lot going on. You know, and it's just a lot. It's a lot going on. It's just a lot, you know, it is. You know, and then you see, you go over to Abraham's other children, the Arabs, and all of the wealth and the money and the gold and the, eh. And you look at all that, and that's where we were supposed to be. That's what we were supposed to be. And that's what we will be again when he says so. You know, but we really did so. We did a number for real. He really was mad at us. I mean, for real, to the point where he stripped us completely down. I mean, for real. I mean, when you think about, when you look at the prince in Arabia, Saudi Arabia, you know, and when you look at that and you see the wealth that they have and the thing, what is his name? His name is Mohammed bin Salman. When you look at that young man and all the wealth that has been passed down unto him, we were supposed to have more than that. And I mean, them fellas is wealthy. You know, I mean, you know, oh my goodness. And when you just take a good look, it's hard to see. It's hard to look. You know, I think they said he is what? He's 37 years old, born in 1985. And what billionaire status wealthy? The crown prince. Crucial. It is just something else. I mean, you know, these are supposed to be Abraham's children. Ah, my. It take a lot. You just realize, you know, and then here we are. We're sitting in a country where we are considered to be the villain. We're in a country where people are threatened to be around us. We're in a country where our children are being shot down in the street, and we're in a country where we're killing each other. It's really something, I'm telling you. The things that we forfeited. All the things that we forfeited, you know, it's just incredible, the things, because we were disobedient, you know, that we got excited over a $1,200 stimulus check that came from the government. $1,200 stimulus check that came from the government. The things that we have forfeited. It's hard. It really is. It's hard to see. You know, the best part about it is that we know that, you know, it's not going to stay this way. We know that. We know it's not going to stay this way, and we know that you know, that he's going to redeem us at the appropriate time. And that's what I ask everybody. Is it hard to know or not know? Would you prefer to still be in the dark, or would you, you know, because it's painful both ways. It's painful both ways. It's painful to see the damage that was done. It's painful to see the destruction that it caused. It's painful to see the land going through the things that the land is going through, you know, because the land is just being it's like savages. It's just terrible that the land is in the uproar the way it is. It's painful, you know. And some people say, well, I think I would have rather known. I mean, I want to know, but I mean, it, you know, knowing is better than not knowing, you know, because we watch our family members, and they go from week to week, from time to time, from year to year, in a disillusion, in a fog. They be in a fog. You know, Malcolm and I, we went to Walmart today, and we were just looking at all the Easter stuff and all the eggs and all the, they got it out already. I mean, all of the stuff. And I said, it's just amazing how this stuff is passed down from generation to generation, from family to family, from people to people. And people will get offended. Like she said, they'll get mad if you don't have the stuff out there. Well, my kids should be able to celebrate Easter like everybody else do. And the kids don't know no better, because all they doing is they getting dressed up and doing an Easter egg hunt and getting some candy on the side. They don't really know. But it's just the point of it that, you know, we have just been so deceived and so indoctrinated that it's just become normal. And it's like, you just don't realize, you know, it's just all of it. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, he said, we won't never forget. He said, because you're going to look back and you're going to loathe yourself for the way that you carried yourself. And when you get to the point where you loathe yourself for the things that you've done, you've changed social status. You've gone from one level and skipped about 10 levels. And now you at the status that you were supposed to be in. So when you look down there where you was, you just say, oh, don't show nobody. Did I do that? Did I say that? Did I used to act like that? So he's going to always let it be a reminder. We ain't going to be able to forget it. But man, oh, man, oh, man. Man, oh, man, oh, man. It's incredible. I'm telling you, it is something truly when you really, truly understand what we did to him and what he had to do to us for us to get to this point. It is really critical. I mean, you know. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. You know, I always watch, you know, different news channels and things, and they were talking about how, you know, that they have now given their own children their titles, you know, and that you're not allowed, you know, and that we'll have a prince and a princess on American soil. Well, guess what? Newsflash. You've always had prince and princesses on American soil. You just changed our names. Like this is some, well, will we have a princess and a prince on American soil? You've always had it. You just choose to ignore us because we've always been here. But again, because we've been ignored, and nobody really takes to heart what we talk about, they'll look at that and laugh like, you tripping. You must be on something. You act like you smoking something. You supposed to be who now? Who you supposed to be? Well, who your daddy be? You know, hey, what your name is? You know how they go. It's like, honey, please. And it is really something, I'm telling you. It's like, wow. You know, on purpose. On purpose. You know, but like I said, it took me reading that yesterday, and I know some people were sitting there like, oh, my God, is she going to read through that whole thing? Is she going to read the whole chapter? But, you know, and then when you go in, when you go to Deuteronomy 28 and 36, it said, the Most High shall bring thee and thy king. So that means the royal house of King David is also here with we here with y'all, which thou shalt set over thee it unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shalt thou serve other gods of wood and stone. We all in this together. We right here too. And they'll say, well, prove it. I don't have to prove nothing. And you prove you are. I don't have to prove anything to anybody. But we are, all of us is lumped in this thing together. So, you know, it gives you a mind and a heart to repent. It does. It says, Father, please forgive us for the things that we have done, the way we have embarrassed you among the other nations, the things that we did when we went serving other gods knowingly and unknowingly. Have mercy on us and forgive us for these things. For we have made a mockery of ourselves, of you, and of all our covenant and everything. Have mercy on us. You know? And it's crucial. You know, we talked about the class that we had on Thursday when we talked about what happened to Uriah when King David set in motion for Uriah to be killed. And everybody was all upset, but the Most High said something. He said something, you know, that he told Dawid what he had done. And then, you know, and it was like, wow, you know, the deception just never stopped. The betrayal never stopped. It was like he gave us a little bit and we just went buck wild. And you know, he set him up and gave him everything he wanted. And it still wasn't enough. You know, and it just was too much. You know, it just was too much. So it's a lot. It's a lot to understand when you understand the damage that we caused. It really was. It was a lot to understand when you understand the damage that we caused. You know, even the royal family was a mess. It was a mess. You know, it says how did this is in this is in 2 Samuel. I think this is 2 Samuel chapter 12. It is 2 Samuel chapter 12. He said, howbeit, because this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Most High to blaspheme. He said, because you have done this thing, it always reverts back to how it makes him look to the other nations. Because you have done this thing, you have given occasion, you done gave them a reason to blaspheme against me. We got to stop. We got to stop giving a reason. After he was checking him about killing Uriah, he said, how dare you? You didn't even think of the covenant. You didn't even think of the fact that you broke the covenant. You disregarded the fact that you and I had an agreement. I gave you everything. Everything you could have possibly won. That's how he feels about the nation. I gave you everything. You had the best of the best. In 2 Samuel 12 and 9, he said, wherefore thou hast despised the commandment of the Most High to do evil in his sight. Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword and hast taken his wife to be thy wife and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Like, you think I didn't see that? You think I wasn't watching? It's crucial. I'm telling you. It's crucial. So, I mean, you know, I just said I'll let you know to say these things that, you know, we should never forget what we've done. I mean, we good about blaming the other nations. They going to get it. The Most High, yeah, but he going to get them too. Yeah, he is, but you can't never forget what you did. Because if we hadn't did this to him, there should always be an apology on your lips. There should always be an I'm sorry, we messed up, I am so sorry. You know, and sometimes we feel like it makes us feel better to deflect it on somebody else. You know, well, but you messed up too. Yeah, I know I messed up, but you did too. And you're going to get it too, just like no, you got to always have an I'm sorry on your lip. Yeah, we messed up royally. We have embarrassed you in front of the other nations. We went whoring after other gods. We started doing things we wasn't supposed to do even after you warned us. Not only warned us, when we got in the mess, you came and got us time after time after time. And we still did it anyway. So there should always be an apology. Always should be an apology on your list and ask for forgiveness. Please forgive us. Have mercy on us, thou son of David. Forgive us for my sins and cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness. And keep me with a right mind. You know, that my mind stays right, because I don't want to veer off to the left. I don't want nothing to fascinate me ever again to the point where I feel like I got to look to the left to get any kind of gratification. You know, because we're on our way out. You know, but on our way, but it's always on your way out is where you see the most, and we're seeing a lot. You know, and we ain't got there yet. We ain't left yet. We still here. You know, and we have to be humble and ask for forgiveness for the things that we have done. And I know a whole lot of folks don't want to hear that. They want the ooh and the ah, not today. You know, because this is some serious stuff right here. You know, like I said, when you look at the way that we were, not only were we a wealthy people, we were a peaceful people. There was no need. Our needs was met. And if he meet them now, and you have your needs met right now, imagine that times 1,000. You had everything you wanted. No. So it is something for us to really be able to understand. You know, like I said, I can relate to the royal families around the world and understanding when I watch their protocols and their situations, it makes me wonder what it was like. You know, I wonder what ours was like. I wonder, and then we're getting ready to see a coronation, and they're supposed to have the throne, the chair of King David, and the stone of Jacob, the stone that Jacob laid his head on when he was visioning the angels ascending and descending. They're supposed to have all that. That stone is supposed to be up under the throne of David, and he's supposed to sit on that throne for them to anoint him king. These are the things that belong to us. Supposedly, if that's what it is for real. No. Very interesting, I'm telling you. I'm telling you it is. So it's coming up soon. You know, we're getting close to it. You know, and some people may choose not to watch it. Some people may say, I don't want to see none of that mess. I don't care nothing about it. Understood. You know, but it's just something that I have always found to be curious, because I haven't lived that life. I've lived a totally different life. We didn't live in a castle. We had a house. And before we had a house, we had an apartment. So I don't know what it is to be in a castle with servants and things like that. We read about it. We know Abraham had servants. He had 300 servants that was born in his old house. 300. So he wasn't a poor man. And that wealth passed down to Jacob, and then it passed down to Isaac, and then it passed down to Jacob. So we weren't talking about poor people. No. And they had a wealth. They were wealthy both in finances and family. You know, when you got 12 sons, you are a wealthy man. So, you know, when you know these things and you do these things, this is a powerful thing, you know, to be able to watch and to know, you know, that kings came out of your loin. You know, kings, and it's just a lot to watch. And all we can do is watch. That's all. And that's the unfortunate part, is to watch, because we, by right, we should have had our own kingdom. Our kingdom should have still been going. Our kingdom should be going today, but that's not how we wrote the story. But it will be revived again, and that's the gospel that we're supposed to be preaching, that he's coming to set up his kingdom, and it's going to be a kingdom of peace. And when he comes to set up his kingdom, the other nations will be there, but we will be the ruling order of his kingdom. I don't hear nobody preaching that. I really don't. I mean, you know, when I look back on my years of preaching in Christianity, we weren't told to preach that. There was nothing near about that. All we was told to preach about was the rapture. Oh, the rapture is coming, and you got to be saved, sanctified, and filled up with the tongue, talking the Holy Ghost. So, I done rattled off enough. I mean, you know, if you guys want to talk about something else, you want to change the subject, please feel free to do so. You know, but we're moving into some very interesting times. We're moving into some very interesting times. You know, and I say that to say this. Passing down that tradition to your children. You know, don't forget, tell them who they, especially if you're grandparents, tell your grandkids who we are and who they and who Abraham was and Isaac was and Jacob was. Tell them, give them that history. You know, because like the young man said yesterday on the call, he said they don't teach that in school because it wasn't meant for them to teach it. The Most High told you to tell your children. He didn't give it to the educational establishment that is to tell our information. He said, tell your children. You know? That's what he told us. He said, make sure you pass this down. Make sure you let them know. You know? He said, what is that? At Deuteronomy 11:19, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them which when thou sittest down in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou rise up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house and upon thy gate, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children in the land which the Most High swear unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. We have to be able to give them this history, give them the covenant, give them the commandments. It's our job. No? So, you know, I just want to say that, you know, we're getting really close. And, you know, we can talk about finances. We can talk about the bank closing. We can talk about all that stuff. But Yah is more important than all of it. Because it doesn't matter what's happening around us. He's going to still protect us. He's going to keep us and protect us and keep us spotted from anything as long as you walk upright. You know, he said, there's no good thing I'll withhold from you if you walk upright before me. Just walk upright. You know, and you know that because we as a people have learned how to make lemonade out of lemon peels. You know? We can make watermelon jelly out of the rind. I mean, we just knew what to do. We did what we had to do. So now we're here now, you know, and it's a journey. It's hard, but, you know, we got to remember, always remember, because he'll never let you forget. He said you are going to loathe yourselves when you think about the things that you have done. And you're going to loathe you. You're going to hate yourself. Ezekiel 36:31. He said, when you remember, so you ain't going to never be able to forget all the strip clubs and the sliding down the poles and the hooker shoes and the whole clothes and all the stuff. You ain't going to be able to forget while you walking around in your royal diet. You ain't going to be able to forget it. He said, I'm going to make you remember. When you was half naked on TV, you're going to remember. You're going to be able to walk away and forget it. He said, I'm going to make sure you know what you did. I'm going to show you what you look like. When everybody tell you, oh, it's all right. You just expressing yourself. Mm-mm. And that's something. When he let, keep it in your mind. Because some of the stuff, even today, you want to forget, you know. Ooh. That's what he said. He said, then shall ye remember your own evil ways, your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Woo! He said, you're going to remember. Woo, Lord, the times you had your lips up to the crack pipe and the times we were strung out on weed and the time you was strung out on alcohol and your illicit sexual fantasies and all. He said, I'm going to make you remember when I take you back home. when everybody said, it's all right, just do what you feel, you're going to remember. Some of y'all sitting around taking a drink right now like, Lord, I'm like, oh, Lord, you know we done all did some stuff now, for real. So, it's serious stuff, you know. He was real serious about that. You know, we have to make sure that we understand, you know, all of that. When you called yourself a pimp and you was beating the women down and stomping them in the ground and making them sell their body, you can look. You're going to remember. You ain't going to get away. Nobody gets away. Nobody gets back. No, this is the Elohim that we serve. He going to bless you. And you're going to have enough. You're going to have the things that you need, more than enough, but you're going to still remember the things that you did. Like, Lord, have mercy. Just cut the tape off. Don't show nobody else. Have mercy on me. You know? So that you never do it again. You ain't going to have the opportunity to do it no more. That you'll never do it again. You ain't going to want to do it. You're going to be like, get that mess out of my face. I don't want to know nothing about none of that. Get that away from me. Because those are the things that we have taken on. Those are the things that the imagination has thought up. And you're going to be like, I ain't doing that no more. No, That's why, you know, I tell everybody, steer clear from all the other stuff. Leave the stuff, stay in the word. Because the other people that's trying to give you an advance notice of what's going on, they're not working on our side. Stay in this word. Stay in this word and keep your mind, stay in this word. Because this is what he backs up. Now you're going to remember. So, you know, these are the things that are truly important, you know, to what we need to do. You know, and I don't get me wrong. I think it's a terrible thing what the other nations have done. You should have seen some of the looks I got today when I went to the store. Just nasty looks from people of the other nations. I don't know them people. I've never done anything to them. But you can feel the hatred coming off of people, the negative energy. But you know what? I smile and keep it rolling because that's not me. I don't have nothing to do with that. That's you. You know, and it is what it is. You know, that yes, I do feel, you know, somewhat the same way in certain situations, but it is what it is. Because his word, the story is going to continue. And his word is not going to come back void. So all the things that he said that is going to come to pass is going to come to pass. You know? It's not my job to do anything other than do what he tells us to do, and that's gather ourselves. You know? But I'm always very polite, you know, because this, why not? It is what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be. You know, it's nothing we can do. They tell you, well, you got to vote. Okay, we voted, but what difference do that make? You're going to still put in there who you want in there. You know, we'll participate just for the heck of it, but I mean, it is what it is. We are away from our land, our government, our Elohim, and our wealth. We're away from it. Because of what we did. And I always have to remind us, stay humble. Please stay repenting. Repentant. Please have a broken spirit and a, you know, and a broken heart. You know, please don't get puffed up ever, because we don't deserve anything that he's done for us. We don't. We don't even deserve to be here. You know? But he said, I show mercy on whom I show mercy. You know? And he does thank God for that. Because we could have been somewhere else. I know I could have. You know, I'm sure. You know, yeah, some of us made a little money, and some of us was at a certain financial status, and some of us had what we had. But whatever it was, he took us to where we are right now for a reason. You know, because in order for him to use you, he got to break you. I hate to say that, but I'm, you know, it is, because man has a will of his own, and we really do think we entitled to something. We really do. And get mad when he don't do it the way we think he ought to do it. We really do. So if you're going through something and he's chastising you, and he, those whom he loves, he chastises. No, go through it. Because then he can use you. When you see Israelites all on the YouTube and stuff being rah-rah, and yeah, and this is not now. You look like, no, you ain't ready yet, but you will before it's all over. Because he's going to bring you right down to the real, to your point where you understand. We have to just, you know, we have to stay in the fire. Don't come up out the fire till it's finished. Till it's done, burned off everything that you, your will, your desire, your ambition, your driving. I'm talking about with him. Because when he gets ready to do what he needs to do, all that's going to be taken care of. Because you're going to do his will. You know. Just do what he tell you to do. And continually ask him to have mercy on you. So we don't deserve nothing. But in order for him to really use you, you got to be broken. You're going to have to be taken down a notch or two. And sometimes that comes with sickness. Sometimes he uses sickness. He do. You know, because we can be riding high and think, you know, that you were the reason why you got where you got. I told y'all that day I was in my car riding, the music was bumping. I was thinking about yesteryear, and I was just like, yeah, I remember when I used to do this and I could do that. And something just said in my mind, oh, you thought that was you? Oh, so you thought that was you? Like, I mean, stopped me dead in my thoughts, like, wow. I couldn't do nothing but laugh because, I had to apologize, like, wow. Like, okay, all right. Oh, so you thought that was you. Oh, okay. Like, man. Crucial. You know, but I thank y'all for that. I thank y'all for that ego check. Because sometimes we need our ego check because we ain't doing nothing. It's only through him that we live, move, and have our being. And these little folks be sashing the rain around here, especially, you know, these religious people. Like, honey, they act like they got him in their back pocket. They can dial him up whenever they want to. Mm-mm. No. It is not that serious. You have to learn how to be humble and say thank you. You know, I woke up this morning. Thank you. I was clothed in my right mind. Thank you. With the blood running warm in my veins. Thank you. With the use and activities of my limbs. Thank you. Because it didn't have to be. Somebody woke up this morning, couldn't move their arm or their elbow. Somebody woke up this morning, couldn't walk. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just him. We can't forget who he is and how much he loves us. And this whole treatment, this whole 400 years, this whole time in this country has been a punishment. To do what? To chastise us. To do what? Because he loved us enough. He could have wiped us out. It could have been no you or your, no me. He could have wiped us out. We could have still been in La La Land with everybody else, dressed up this morning, sitting in church. We could have been. But those whom he loves, he chastises. He do. You just got to have a little faith. You got to trust him. You got to trust him. And you got to continue to trust him because you're going to keep on going through. And when he breaks you, he's going to break you some more. So that when you're ready to work for him, all of you is gone out of the pit. You are nowhere in the way. And see, we heard all these things in church. They say, well, Yaina, they preach the same stuff in church. Yeah, but you know what was missing? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know what was missing? His law, statutes, and his commandments. You know what else was missing? The identity of who his people are. You know what was missing? They don't understand. So they work in a principle. Yeah, they work in the word as a principle. They are. They work in all the principles, but they got the wrong Elohim. They work in all the principles, and they don't have no laws, statutes, and commandments. They trying to govern themselves and their own behavior, what, through this thing called grace. But that's why he gave us that law. That law was given to us to teach us how he wants us to act. And now you got a bunch of folks in church talking about they got the Holy Ghost and constantly sinning. They supposed to have the power of Yah, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, and constantly doing stuff that goes against his law. Why? Because no, they always told him, yeah, there's no need to keep it. You can figure it out on your own. You don't have to go by what he tell you, what that Old Testament say. That was nailed to the cross. And trying to live something or practice something they can't live. When he said, thou shalt not, mean don't, period. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know? But if you don't know thou said that he said, thou shalt not, you're going to do it and wonder why you keep doing it. I just can't get, oh, I don't know why I can't stop. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you do, because you ain't got every, you don't have all the tools. You got to have all the tools. You can't have one part of it and think you're going to fix it. You got to have all the tools. So all praises be to the Most High Yah. And this is what we've learned being over here. You know, and it's a struggle because we have to figure, we have to understand what that law is and try our best to live it to the best of our ability. And then they'll say, well, you can't keep one without all. That's a person that don't want to do right. A person that say that don't want to do, they don't even want to start doing right. You got to keep it all. If you can't keep one part, you got to keep it all. That's the person who don't even want to start trying. They happy doing what they're doing. Because why wouldn't you at least start? You know, so you just got to, you know, you can identify them by the stuff that come out their mouth. You know. And the things that they say, because they want to keep doing what they're doing. But we didn't learn all that when we was in church. You know, they gave us this power that we had, and that power was supposed to be enough to stop us from doing what we was doing. But people still doing it. But when a people are disattached from their Elohim, that's a big part that's missing. When the people have been removed from their land that he gave them, that's another part that's missing. When the people don't understand the laws that he put in place for those people, that's a big part that's missing. That's like becoming grown and living in New Jersey or Philadelphia and say, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care about no laws. I'm going to run the red lights. I'm going to run the stop signs. I ain't going to care nothing about pedestrians. I'm not going to worry about paying no taxes. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Well, that person's going to be easily identified because eventually you're going to get caught. Somebody's going to see you running the red light. Somebody's going to see you running the stop sign. And if you hit a pedestrian while you're trying to walk across the street, that's going to stop all of that. Those are laws. Those are laws and statutes that they put in place so that they can govern a community. And it's the same thing he gave us. He gave us those laws, statutes, and commandments to govern a people. No. So, you know, and until everybody lines up and start keeping the Sabbath and doing the things you're supposed to do, it ain't going to work. I don't care how much money you pay. I don't care how many tithes you pay. And I'm going to ask everybody under the sound of my voice, has the windows of heaven opened up and poured you out a blessing yet that you don't have room to receive? Are you wealthy yet? Because that's what that means. And the way they teach it is what it means, that you're going to be wealthy and you done paid all that money and you still got bills, you still owe folks, then it wasn't true. Because the way we read it over here, that means water. That means rain, to rain on your crops so that you'll be able to feed yourself. That's what it means from our standpoint. Please. but I'm saying you just, we have to keep, but because we know, and we have the identity. Now we have that. We have the identity. We're trying our best to keep the law, statutes, and commandments to the best of our ability. We know our Elohim through reading his word, and we're doing the best we can. Life has just gotten so much better. There's so much peace. There's so much peace. You know? And you watch these other people, and they're living in fear. It's like, what are you scared of? How you praying out of one breath and paranoid at the same time? That don't work. How does that work? At one breath you believe God, and the next breath you scared of your shadow. It's like, what's going on? You know, fear and faith can't occupy the same space. Not that kind of fear. It's just, it's interesting, I'm telling you. But guess who have to be an example? We do. You were like, I don't know what's going on with them, but them are some peaceful people. That's the best employee I've ever had. I can trust them. They're always on time. They do their work. I don't have to run behind them and tell them nothing. You know, it's a miracle. Who are those? Oh, those are the Israelites over there. Oh, okay. No? You ought to be the best wife you can be if your husband is not an Israelite, and he's not. He ought to be like, man, I got one of the best women I could get. Man, look, I got a good woman. My wife is an Israelite. She is a conscious Israelite. My husband is a good man. He provides for me and makes sure I have everything I need. He's there. He's supportive. He's understanding. He's all of those things. Now, you ain't going to be perfect, because nobody's perfect, but they should see something in you that's different. They should see something different. To make you be like, when I get grown, I'm going to marry somebody just like my mama. Because my mama do this, and then I've been watching my mama do this, that, and the other. You know, it's supposed to be a difference. It is. We're supposed to be different. We're not supposed to be the same. We're supposed to be different. You know. And to the women, I know I'm getting in trouble on this one, but to the women, tone it down some. You know, you don't have to be like Susie or Betty Ann or nothing. Tone it down some. Tone it all the way down some. No. Learn how to ignite and exercise the kryptonite. It works wonders. I'm telling you, when you do. When you know how to exercise that kryptonite, it works wonders. It really does. I know some of you men wonder, what is she talking about? Now, that's what you're supposed to. We're not supposed to tell. We don't tell everything in the book, but learn how to work the kryptonite. It'll change everything. I'm telling you, it really will. Now, nobody can change the curse. And nobody can change the conditions. I put it like that. Nobody can change the condition that we're in, but it can change some things. You know, because when two people can work together in harmony, it's a beautiful thing. You may not be at Beyonce and Jay-Z status, but when a male and a female can work in harmony, it's a beautiful thing. But learn how to work that kryptonite. You know, learn how to work the skills that we learn in the women's call. Learn how to work those skills. Those skills are important. Everything that we have talked about in the women's call, every woman on this call that's been there should be using it. And it should be producing results. It really should. You'll see. You know, we expect some reports like, Jaina, it works. You don't have to change your personality. You can still be who you are, but just tone it down some and learn how to work that kryptonite And if you want to know what that kryptonite is, we have a women's call every Tuesday night at 7:30. And you are welcome to come on there. No, we don't want the men on there. Now, one day, we're going to bring one of our classes to the radio show. But we don't want the men on there because we have to be able to teach our young women how to use the kryptonite. We even had to give it a name. You know? We really did. You know, and it's not to weaken our men, but we need to learn how to use that. That's got to be used. You know. So it is very, very important, you know, that we do that. And I've seen a lot of women calls and all of that stuff here lately come on, but I'm telling you, we doing some things over here that's going to help us, you know, and we are. And Israelite marriages shouldn't be breaking up. There's no reason for it. There's no reason for the Israelite classes to be breaking up like that. I mean, Israelite women to be, and marriages to be breaking up. And the phone number for our women's call is 712-770-4066. 712-770-4066. And the access code is 154-102-POUND. 154-102-POUND. You know, this is every Tuesday night at 7:30, and we learn so much. And guess what we're learning? We're learning about ourselves. We don't bash our men. We learn about ourselves, how we can fix ourselves, and what is wrong that we, what are the things that we need to change. No, because you got to have these tools. I was telling my daughter that today. I said, you know, if somebody would create a website, just a website for all the con men and all the con women that's done went through a conning people and you done found out and had them arrested and put their face up there, that would stop a whole lot of stuff. But if you had the proper tools, you wouldn't even have to do all that because you'd see it coming a mile away. You know? But these classes are excellent. They're good for women to understand. Because you can't be the man. You were never designed to be the man. You were designed to be the woman. And that's that female energy. You can't, you know, and it's meant to work together. It's meant to work together. It really is. You know, and that's all we have to do. We have to make it work. And a lot of it is us because of the way we approach things, and a lot of it is us, you know. And then you wonder why our men are leaving to go to women of the other nations, because we don't know how to work the kryptonite. And it's not just one thing. It's a series of things. It's a series of things. Not just one thing. It's a series of things. And if you learn this young, it'll change a whole lot of things in your life. It's a series of classes to show you, you know, who you are, what you possess, and what to look for. It is. So I just wanted, you know, to say that to the women. You know, it's very important. You know, and a lot of it is because of us. We have to change the way we do things. We have to change the way we do things. We do. We have to change it. You know? And we see ourselves. You know? And we just have to be able to see ourselves. No blame games. Well, it was his fault. Well, if he hadn't have did, no. We're just looking at you. We're looking at us. What did you do? You know, what's your part you play? How could you fix it? What is it that you brought to the table? What could you have done different? You know, and then when you have a panel of older women and younger women who have gone through this class that can listen to what you say and identify the things that don't sound kosher and show you a different way of doing things, hey, it doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't. It doesn't. So, you know, it's very important. And this is how we build our nation. This is how we build a nation. You know, because, like I said, we've seen a lot of different groups and a lot of different groups do a lot of different things and say certain things publicly. You know, and we disagree with a lot of things that they say. At the end of the day, though, we all still family, and we have to help one another. So it's just not curtailed to the nation of Yehuda. It's any woman that wants to come on this class. You know, it's any from any group, from any Israelite group, from the church, from any group that wants to come on this class. Because we're trying to build a nation. This is our nation that we have to do. Even though the curse is over, we still have to try our best to change ourselves in the condition that we're in. We have to. You don't know how many young women are being killed, pregnant women. That their the baby's fathers is killing them. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. That it has gotten to the point where he pulls out a gun and shoots and kills the pregnant mother. What is it? And once they're dead, it's too late to ask that question. It is too late to ask that question. You know, no longer will they call you the angry black woman, because that's the title we get now, the angry black woman. Oh, there go another angry black woman. Once you go through this, you will not, that won't be your title. It won't. Now, not to say you ain't supposed to get mad. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to get mad, because everybody has that emotion. The Bible said, you know, you can get angry, but sin not. You get angry. You're supposed to. That's a normal emotion. But it's the way you do it. Like I said, you got to learn how to work the kryptonite. I learned how to work that. That's it's a powerful tool when you really know what you're doing. And now let me ask a question to the men. Do you all think that women are manipulative? You know? Do you think that women are manipulative, you know, because... Well, I won't know about it. Let me take that question back, because I don't want to start none today. I really don't want to start none. But all I want to say is that, you know, we're building our nation one woman at a time, because we can't correct you, but we can correct us. You know, and we have to learn how to use our kryptonite. We really do. You know, because wisdom gave it to us. She gave it to us. And then when you look at the attributes of her, and when you look at the attributes that she possesses, you know, and all that kind of stuff, is your wisdom. She gave it to us, and she is considered a she in the scriptures. Yeah, so you know, when you have that male energy and that female wisdom, that's some powerful stuff going on right there. I'm serious. I mean, I'm real serious about that, and I'm not just saying that. That's some powerful stuff. When you have that male energy and that female wisdom, you got something going on. When is it working in unison? You'll be happy in a shoebox. You'll be like, man, I'm the happiest man ever. For real. And it's seriously, real talk. I'm serious. It's a lot. Like I said, it's a lot to it, but I think we've tapped into something here. I think the Most High has given us the ability to tap into something here. And this is something really, 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 really interesting. You know? And it's something that can be taught everywhere. That's why I said we're not going to just leave it to the nation of Yehuda. It is for all of the women in our nation. All of you all. You know? And the bad part about us is, we want to come and get it from one place and then leave and say we came up with it. It don't matter what you did, long what you do, just come and learn it. It's a powerful thing. It is a powerful thing. You know, and then the Most High gave it to us, just like he gave the man the male energy that he has, the strength that he has, the insight that he has. I said, when you put them two together, oh, my goodness. But we've been fighting each other for so long that we ain't even been, we never tried to do it. We've been conning each other for so long, trying to get from each other and walk over each other for so long that we haven't had an opportunity to do it. We've been abusing each other for so long, psychologically, emotionally, mentally, all of physically, for so long. Why? Because we've been angry at each other. Even if you're in another country, you can fix the class where it can, we can speak it in English and it'll come out in Russia, because it looks like we got a lot of people from Russia that's listening to us. When I looked at the demographic, there's a lot of people from Russia that's listening to us. Germany, Spain, France, Canada, Australia, the United Kingdom, a lot of people. No, but we got to work on us. You know, we got to work on us. Because even with that, you make the right choices. And like the Most High said about the daughters of the Lotaha, let them choose husbands of their choice. You get to make your own choice. Nobody gets to choose a husband for you. You have to be able to make your choice. And that comes through prayer and fasting and talking to the Most High, because he's going to put you with the right one. When he come on your, when your male counterpart comes into your life, you'll know it, because your wives will flow so easily, it will be crazy. Now, it's not going to be perfect, because you're still dealing with two individuals, but you'll flow so, it'll be so together that it's like, wow. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do in the midst of getting ready for what's next. Because all this plays a part. And, you know, we have beat each other up long enough. It's been enough mess over the internet. It's been enough YouTube clips with the wrong titles and all kind of negative stuff. And, you know, and it, yeah, it grabs attention, but it gives the wrong message. Because he said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And you know, a woman that's a whore, she know what she is. She don't need you to call her no name. She know what she is. She needs for you to be able to embrace her and tell her, sis, it's going to be all right. It's all changing. It's going to be all right. You know, all you got to do is trust the Most High. It's going to be all right. You don't even have to do that. You know, we don't have to cut each other up. That's what they want to see. So, you know, and the compassion is something that we have to have, because our Elohim has compassion. It's a love and a compassion that defies all logic. You're like, well, why does he love us so much after all the things that we've done? Because that's who he is. So, you know, we just have to do things a little bit different. And guess what? If everybody else ain't going to do it, we're going to do it. One female, one male at a time. You know? We can do this. We've been doing it. You know, one female, one male at a time. Let's make it, because this is how we build a nation. Because guess what? When the male and the female get together, the kids sit together, because they mimic what they see. Children learn what they live. They do. They still watching you as adults. So you can still change as an adult. Because we don't have to act like that. We don't have to be barbarians, and we don't have to kill each other. There's no reason for that. No. No reason. We have all the tools we need to be a beautiful nation in exile. Everybody else do it. The Muslims come together. All the other nations come together. We can do the same thing. There's nothing holding us back but us. Nothing holding us back but us. No. You know, and then I had the nerve to see what was it? It was I was trying to find it. It was a news. What was it? It was a news casting where they were the government was talking, and it was something that China was providing to the young people that they were trying to stop. And it was something that the Chinese government was providing to the young people that they were trying to stop, and they had the audacity to say, we are trying to put a stop to this because this is influencing the minds of our young people in a negative fashion. And I couldn't believe it. I said, well, what about the rap music? And what about the video games? And what about the television shows and all of the stuff that you guys have put on TV and the entertainment that's provided to our young people? Don't you think that we need to start there too? But guess what? We can't expect them to do it because we have to do it. And we have to teach our children. And we have to take time out to deprogram them from the stuff that they see. You know, I'm telling you, you better stop. I'm telling you because I'm telling you it's going to end up being something bad. We have a responsibility to teach them about Yah. And tell them, Yah said, thou shalt not kill. Now, you can't kill innocent blood. You can't shed innocent blood and think it's going to be all right. You can't do it. No. We have laws, and this is where our laws and statutes, again, come in at, and this is what we have to do. So we have a job to do. We have a work to do. We are still in the process of putting our men's call back together. You know, we're praying for someone to come along and lead that class that can be able to be available for that class weekly. But for right now, we're working on the women. Now we're working on the women. We need to work on our young women in the projects and in all the stuff that we're doing, because we got to change this thing if we're going to build our nation in exile while we're here. We have to. And now every woman, everybody got a talk show out, a round table discussion and all that old mess. No, we have to be able to mentor our own people, because we can't go by the way that they think or the things that they say, because we live by totally different laws. Totally different. You know, it bothers me when our children are going through things and they need counseling. We should have our own counselors to be able to counsel our children, because I want to know what you're telling them. But we getting there, because the Most High is waking up people that this is what they do for a living. I was thinking about the circumcision and making sure that our sons and stuff are circumcised on the eighth day. We have physicians now that's able to do those things. All kind of physicians in the Israelite community. You know, that are qualified medical professionals. You know, not the sister that the qualified medical professional that can do that. And this is something we tried to build 10 years ago. But we can do this now. And this is the reason why he's waking us up from all walks of life. Attorneys and doctors and real estate agents and business people and all kind of dentists and all kind restaurant owners and all kind of stuff. so that we can be able to do this until we leave. Every time I think we'll be out of here by next year. Well, if we're not, we still got to live here. We still need gynecologists, doctors to be able to treat women. We still need doctors for men. We still need those things. We still need surgeons that when we go under the knife that we know that it's the person that under that has Yah in their heart. We still need those things. So, you know, this is what our desire was years ago. That's why when we asked for that money last week, we weren't just asking amiss. We need to put these things in practice for ourselves. All the other nations do. They have their own doctors and stuff. All of them do. Rather than just not go at all. You know, we've lost so many brothers and sisters in Israel because they don't want to go to the doctor because they don't trust them. Well, guess what? We have doctors now that are conscious, doctors that know they Israelites, dentists that know they Israelites. They just have to trust the Most High and let him do what he does because he's doing this for a reason. And if we have to start small, we start small. And we just keep, you know, and as people come along, we'll refer them and do whatever they do. You know, but we have to do it. We have to. Rather than just not go. So this is why we're doing what we do. We've been, like I said, we tried this 10 years ago. It's time to do it now, you know, because when we get ready to leave, we want to have everything in order like we're supposed to as a nation. We can't get on those boats mad at each other, and this one don't speak to this group, and this one ain't talking to that group, and we don't really associate with them. That's not how a nation is built. And all the Israelite groups, they got, we don't associate with no other groups. It's just us. That's not how we build a nation. Are you isolated on a compound somewhere by yourself where don't nobody want to be around you and y'all doing y'all own thing, isolated from the world and nobody? That's not a nation. That's not how you build a nation. That looks like a cult. For real, some Jim Jones stuff. It's like, no, absolutely not. You know, no. We have to live in the society among the people that he put us among. These are the things. Yeah, it sounds perfect, but you think they didn't take that into consideration? When it hit the fan, you think they ain't going to know where you are? They can't find you? They know where you are? And it's going to be another situation. You know, there's no way escaping what you're going to go through. But it always starts out good and it ends up on a whole nother crazy level. No, nobody wants to come in that. No. And end up upset because they wives or significant others don't want to come in there. No, don't nobody want to do that. No. And I'm not talking about any specific group at all whatsoever. It's just a trend. And I've been around for a long time and I've seen it. And it end up turning into some mess. It always does. So, you know, and it's like, no, the Most High put us in this, he put us in this captivity for a reason. He put us in this land for a reason. We have the jobs that we have for a reason, and we should be living in this communities for a reason. You can't recreate Goshen. We're all over this country, in every state. So I just wanted to say all of that, just, you know, to say that, and to let everybody know that Passover is next Friday on March the 17th at even. March 17th at even. is Passover from even to even. And at the even of Passover, we're going right into the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So this is the week where you cook up all your flour, make some cookies, make some biscuits, make some stuff, and pass it out to your family members if you don't have anywhere to put your stuff in a shed. If you can put it away from your, get it out of your house, not in the trunk of your car that you got to drive, but away from where you are, then you do that. But if not, you don't throw it out. Fix something. Cook something. Make some cakes and pass them around to your family members and stuff. All the yeast, cornbread mix, anything that you have in your house that has yeast in it, it has to go. Because for 7 days, we have to eat a piece of unleavened bread with our meal and not have leaven in our house. No leaven in your house. No leaven in your dwelling. This is Exodus chapter 12, verse 20. Exodus chapter 12, verse 20. Let's see. It says, we'll start with 19. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. No leaven in your house. No yeast. That means yeast. Nothing, no elements that cause things to rise. You know? We can't have any leaven in our houses. Yes, it says, ye shall eat nothing that has leaven on it. Nothing. We have to make sure that we get that out of there. So, you know, like I said, work on it this week. Make it happen this week so we can get on there. And we can get that out of our houses. And get ready to keep the Passover. And pass the information on to your children and to your family members. We have in Passover. And on that note, we're going to say a quick prayer for everyone that's on the line. All praises be to the Most High Yah. You know, we'll ask the women to cover up their hair. And I think we said a lot, but we just going to ask the Most High to watch over us, protect us, and keep us. If you guys will turn toward the east, Father Yah, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all things, for you do all things well. We thank you for the radio show. We thank you for the listening, the listeners all over the world. We ask that you protect and keep us as we leave this show, but not from my presence. Let your angels be encamped around us to keep us from all seen and unseen dangers. That your mercy continues to be extended each morning because it's new every morning. We thank you, Father Yah, for all the things that you have done. We ask that you continue to lead and guide us into all truth, that our steps are ordered, and that we do things that are pleasing in your sight. We thank you in the name of Yahawashah HaMashiach. Everybody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. All right, you guys, we'll see you next week at our regularly scheduled program. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Good night.